The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Atlantis, the Buck Belew Show, here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Hopefully your Friday is off to a great start. Folks, the weekend is almost here. And we've got Road Dogg Gillespie in the house, our executive producer, engineer Sean Nerney. Sort of a sad day around the office as Acock, our intern, it's his final day this summer at 680 The Fan. And we're going to ask him to participate in the show coming up in a little bit in the top five. One more performance there, Acock. I hope you're ready for that. Young man's done a fine job in here this year, this summer. He will be missed. Nerney, let's get to work.
Bucks Big Take.
All right, the Braves woke up in New York this morning, trailing the New York Mets. And later today, Snitker will hand the ball to the Braves' most unreliable starting pitcher. Folks, this isn't looking good right now. This Mets team appears to be different than so many others who have failed before them. Why is that? Well, I believe the answer to that question is this. They've got manager Buck Showalter, and he's legitimate. Showalter is providing good, strong leadership at the top. Something Luis Rojas and Mickey Callaway did not provide. The Mets fan base has been conditioned to believe in the black cloud mindset. How are we going to blow it this year?
Well, the f***ing seafood has begun.
How will we lose it this time? Under Showalter, that attitude seems to have changed.
The NL East is over.
And that makes the Braves' run at this division title tougher than years gone by, when the Mets collapsed under pressure. But this time around, Buck Showalter appears to be an X factor. And there's the big take today. Showalter last night went with his closer for the very first time in his career to go two innings to get a save, to pitch the eighth inning and the ninth inning. Because Showalter knew that the opening game to this five-game series was going to set the tone. And so he said, closer, get loose. You're pitching the eighth and the ninth inning. We're going to put this one in the win column. Now, yesterday on the show, Chipper Jones was in studio with us. And I asked Chipper about this New York Mets team.
I was very impressed with the Mets when they came to town. I thought it was a great litmus test for both teams when they came to town a few weeks ago. I even texted Kevin Seitzer. I was like, man, the Mets were better than y'all this weekend. They were better than y'all, but as we all know, there were a bunch of teams that were better than the Braves for the first 4 months of the season last year. There was nobody better than us for the last 2 months. So you really kind of hope that the Mets have peaked, you know, right now. I know that's hard to justify because they're getting Jacob DeGrom back, who arguably is the best pitcher in baseball. The Braves are going to have to do what the Mets did to our pitching staff. The Mets made our guys throw a lot of pitches in the first five innings. They got into our bullpen, you know, in the sixth and seventh inning. We're going to have to do that to them. We're going to have to get Scherzer out of the game. We're going to have to get DeGrom out of the game. Taiwan Walker has pitched extremely well. Bassett pitched really well here in Atlanta. So they've got five quality starters, and these guys throw strikes. They have swing and miss ability. They play to the strengths of their defense, and they are stingy with each and every at bat at the plate. So this is a very good ball club. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be there right till the end. Hopefully, you know, we can keep them in our sights and jump on them here whenever we get them head to head.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I'm not real confident in the game tonight with Anderson going. And I know he pitched well the last time out, but for the most part, he's been a guy giving up five runs a game leading into the last start that he had. I would imagine Showalter is looking to put another one in the win column tonight. I would imagine the Mets appreciate this good, strong leadership at the top that they've got with Buck Showalter. And my admiration of Showalter has nothing to do with his name being Buck. I'm serious, man. The Mets have, I can't remember the last time they had a really good manager. And you can't underestimate the importance of good, strong leadership at the top, whether it's a professional baseball team or a business or a college football team. Good, strong leadership at the top sets the tone for everybody else. And apparently the Mets have got it right now. We'll talk more about the Braves coming up a little later in the show, though, but we've got an arrest to get to in college football.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Yeah, a little drama over at Auburn yesterday as their quarterback, TJ Finley, was caught running from the police yesterday over on the plains. Now, look, there weren't any details coming out when this story broke overnight. And so I'll admit, my first thought, okay, he's in his car. He's got weed or a loaded weapon. It was one of those scenarios where he had to elude the police. Well, as it turns out, he was on campus on his moped. And I guess the campus police were monitoring the mopeds around campus, and he didn't have his helmet on. So I guess they tried to wave him down, and at that point, TJ Finley said, I'm out of here. Gone, as Nick Saban would say. And they tracked his butt down. So this quarterback he's competing with, probably thinking, okay, this might be easier than I anticipated, winning the starting job during fall camp, as they call it. Zach Calzada led A&M last season, started the last 10 games for the Aggies last year. He was the quarterback when Texas A&M beat Alabama. And he was spinning it that day, 21 of 31, three touchdowns. I mean, he showed Jimbo Fisher, man, he was capable of winning. And at the SEC Media Days here in Atlanta, after my show ended, one day Jimbo Fisher took to the podium. So I went and sat out among the media and listened to what Jimbo had to say. And he was very complimentary of Calzada. Talked about him being a winner. A tireless commitment to preparation, the fact that he could lead at 6'4", he could make all the throws. Jimbo, very complimentary of this young man, even though he had transferred out to go to Auburn. This is not, if you're TJ Finley, the way you want to start summer camp, is being arrested by the campus police. Everybody in the locker room's looking at you going, come on, man. Are you serious? Here we are, day number one, and you're running from the police. Not exactly what you want out of your quarterback.
Buck, did I read it correctly that they had called off the chase due to concerns for safety? How fast was this moped going? I didn't know these things topped out.
Well, how fast will they go?
Well, hell, I didn't think they topped out over, you know, like 40, 45 miles an hour.
I didn't think they'd go that fast unless, I guess, you hopped it up.
Are we sure he wasn't delivering packages for Amazon and he had to get the deadline in? He did sign that NIL with them.
I thought that was the clothing deal. Maybe he's trying to mail some of that stuff. Not the way you want to get started. And the only reason why really he was coming into this summer camp is the leading candidate to be the starting quarterback is because Cal Zeta missed spring. And so Finley was looked upon as a guy that would have a slight lead coming into this competition. Well, I would say today he'd be running with the twos for Auburn at practice today. Auburn just can't get out of their way, man. Hey, want to give a shout out and a thank you yesterday. McCray's Tavern showed up, and they laid out lunch for everybody here at 680 The Fan yesterday, the Southwest Chicken Bowls. And, man, it was good. They've got four local restaurants. They've got one in Midtown, East Cobb, Lawrenceville, and Smyrna. And the staff was feasting yesterday at lunch thanks to McCray's Tavern. We appreciate them coming in and feeding everyone. When you walk in our world-class studios here at 680 The Fan at the Battery Atlanta, you look around, you might see five or six men in the office. And as soon as somebody from a restaurant lays out food, they're like 50 men that show up in the break room. And people are going, my goodness, when I walked in, I only saw about six or eight of these guys. Where are they coming from? A tunnel. This word gets out fast when there's some food around here. All right, you'll listen to the fan, listen to the show a lot of different ways. We've got 680 AM. We've got 93.7 FM streaming at 680thefan.com. You can click and watch the show. As far as the streaming goes, the mobile app, you got to get the mobile app. Listen, crystal clear, anywhere, anytime. That's driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Visit beavertoyotaofcumming.com. Fastest and easiest way to shop online. And you can listen on the smart speaker, and that's sponsored by South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals, more at spfs.com. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. All right, coming back on the other side, 12 weapons. I'll explain. Plus the college football top five. Aycock, your last rodeo with us here on this one. And you'll hear from number 29 for the Georgia Bulldogs. All coming up next here on the Belou Show. On The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Fan 680 and 93.7 on this Friday morning, and not really looking forward to this weekend as we drop our daughter off at college. And could get a little emotional this weekend, but hopefully, we can get through that. Sort of a mixture of emotions. You're proud, you're anxious, happy, you're sad. We're going to miss her, though. And I hope it all works out, brother. I mean, it's sort of a leap of faith, right? So all you dads out there with these daughters that, you know, are in elementary school, middle school, and high school, you're going to blink an eye, and she's going to be packing up and leaving home. Before I start tearing up, though, I want to talk a little Georgia football here, as I want to get to this topic of 12 weapons, which I believe is what Georgia has access to in their passing attack. When you look around, I mean, just look at the tight end position. We'll start there. And that's where the go-to receiver was a year ago in Brock Bowers. Bowers had a tremendous year as a freshman, all the way from Napa Valley, California. I mean, that's recruiting there. You can go to Napa and bring in a guy like Bowers, and as a freshman, he leads the team in receiving. In a year, you win the national title. Bowers may be better than he was a year ago, but he's going to be facing some double teams. So it's a good thing you've got 11 more weapons you can get the ball to. Like Darnell Washington. Road Dog was hanging out with him yesterday over in Athens. And he is a very impressive man when you see him in person. And Darnell Washington is a guy looking to stay healthy. Had a foot injury as they got the season started a year ago and sort of disappeared the entire year. But he's 100%. He's ready to go. And he was on the practice field yesterday. Then you've got Arik Gilbert, who did not play a year ago. He sat it out, trying to get his life in order. I don't really know all the details of what was going on with Arik Gilbert, but I do know that he looked great in the spring, and in that G-Day game, he was the player of G-Day. A couple of touchdown catches, that ball was going his way, and he looked awesome catching the football. So right there, you've got three of the 12 weapons, Bowers, Washington, and Gilbert. And I would imagine that the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, and Stetson Bennett, the quarterback, are making plans to get those three guys the football. In fact, look for a three tight end formation a lot of the time for the Bulldogs this season. Now look at the wide receiver spot. And I'm really high on the Georgia wide receiver position group. Let's start with Ad Mitchell. Had that critical touchdown reception to help beat Alabama in the national championship game. Tight coverage, makes the play on the ball, strong hands, brings it in for the touchdown that extended the lead for Georgia. Ad Mitchell will be better than he was a year ago. You can see him developing quickly, and looking forward to seeing him play this year. Then you got Rosemy Jack Saint, you got Dom Blaylock, also quality receivers that are going to come into the season under the radar. Now let's look at the slot receivers, and there are three of them that really jump off the page to me. Kiaris Jackson is a guy I'm really high on. Now he was held back with some minor injuries during the season a year ago. He fought through that. You saw him returning punts. Probably saw him doing more of that than catching the football, but he's back 100%. He's a senior, and you know he's looking to go out with one heck of a season. So he's prepared, he's ready, he's experienced, and he and Stetson have some chemistry going on between those two guys. Ladd McConkey. Because Kiaris Jackson went out injured, Ladd McConkey stepped in, and he had a breakout season when nobody expected it. I mean, when you looked at the Georgia recruiting class last year, Ladd McConkey was probably one of the bottom guys on the list. And boy, he looked good last season. Man, he was catching that ball. He was making you miss. Had a couple of big explosive plays. And he's coming back for the second time around. I can only imagine he's more comfortable or more confident. Look for more big things out of Ladd McConkey. And then you've got Arian Smith, who is running that indoor track season for Georgia and lighting it up, man. I mean, this has got to be one of the fastest guys in college football, Arian Smith. But he's not just a track guy, because he can catch the football. He can run routes. And he's another one that's been held back by injury. When he has played, when he has caught the ball, when the ball has come his way, Arian Smith has done amazing things with it. He's a big play waiting to happen. And then you look at the running back position. And I look straight at Kenny McIntosh now that we're talking about the passing game. Here's a receiver playing the running back position. So you want to throw him the football. And look, we're in a time and place in football where you're seeing the receivers, the running backs have become more of a receiving weapon in the passing game. If you're a running back and can't catch the football in passing situations, your butt's coming off the field. Kenny McIntosh is a receiver at the running back position. You want to get him the football because when he's working on linebackers or safeties, it is an absolute mismatch. Now, I believe that's 11 guys. I'm going to add one more to the list. Saw him play a lot in high school in our region. West Forsyth High's Oscar Delph, who showed up early and looked really good during the spring. So really, there's four tight ends for you right there. So my list of 12 weapons for Monken and Stetson Bennett to get the ball to in the passing game includes four tight ends, six wide receivers, and a couple of running backs that can... Yeah, I didn't mention Milton, but he's become a better receiver too. 12 weapons. And with the Georgia defense having to replace a lot of NFL talent, and go ahead and get ready, the Georgia defense is going to allow more points than they did a year ago when it was less than 10 points a game. I think you need to score more points if you're the Georgia Bulldogs this season. You need to open this offense up. You need to turn your grown man at quarterback loose. Get him up there. Go up tempo. Spread the field. Throw the ball 40 times a game. And get these 12 weapons the football as much as possible. And I believe that's the key to the season for Georgia coming in. Just one man's opinion. All right, let's have a little fun, man. Let's do a little top five here.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, go ahead and do it with me. Woo! Acock's last rodeo. Let's go, man.
Yes, sir. One last ride, Buck, for the summer. Let's get into the top five. So, it's been a crazy week, Buck. School starting back, football's back, and the Braves are playing the Mets. It's been a pretty crazy week. But Buck,
yeah, and Audrey going off to college.
And your daughter's going off to college. So, Buck, what's the craziest thing you've seen all week?
Well, I'm going to go to baseball. I'm going to go to Major League Baseball. This is the craziest thing I've seen all week. The Houston Astros slugger, Yordan Alvarez. Did you see this earlier this week? He got four strikes in a Major League Baseball game. Now, I would expect to maybe see this in a youth league baseball game, maybe T-bat or coach pitch or something along those lines. This is Major League Baseball. And the home plate umpire gave the Astros slugger four strikes. I never expect to see anything like that in Major League Baseball. Now, the umpire was, you might think it was my buddy, Hernandez, but it wasn't. It was Alvarez. And he should be, I believe, suspended for this. Now, I'm not saying you can't make a mistake, but four strikes? In the major leagues? The Red Sox are struggling to keep up this season, and maybe it's because their manager, Alex Cora, he didn't even know it. The opposing manager didn't even know that Yordan Alvarez had gotten four strikes in this one at bat.
Yeah, I know the Astros are pretty accustomed to getting, certain advantages going their way.
You would think.
Yeah, so I guess it's not really crazy if you really think about it.
Well, that's the craziest thing I've seen all week.
Yep. Well, we're going to move on. We're going to move to football, Buck, a position you know very well, quarterback. Quarterback's a position, has a lot of pressure that comes with it. So, Buck, name me a QB this year under pressure.
Well, there are a lot of them under pressure, I'll tell you that. I mean, just go ahead and pretty much put every quarterback on the list. They are under pressure to perform at a high level. But I'm going to the NFL, and I'm going to Miami, and I'm going to say Tua Tagovailoa. Pressure to perform. In a make-or-break season, I believe it is for Tua. This is his third year. They're going to get rid of your butt if you don't get the job done this season. You're either going to solidify your status as the starter for the Dolphins, or you're going to have to get up and get on out of here, I believe. They went out and got Tyreek Hill, paid him a ton of money, and brought him in. So you got a big play receiver. They already invested in Waddle. They invested in an offensive tackle, first-round pick, Austin Jackson, to help protect you. Now, look, Tua is... It's a tough spot for Tua because he's in a crazy culture down there in Miami. This owner's crazy. That's what he is, Ross. He is crazy.
You got all.
And so that makes it a little tougher for Tua being in this culture with all this craziness. I'll tell you another guy's Jalen Hurts up there in Philadelphia.
You got to also think, Buck, a part of Tua being under so much pressure is Justin Herbert being the pick after him, and he has turned into arguably a top 5 to 7 quarterback in the league. So we will see if Tua can live up to the being the expectations of being a top 5
pick. I don't
think
it's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. So moving on, we're going to go to college football. We're going to go to Clemson, Buck. Any news coming out of Clemson's big weigh-in?
Yeah, I know Nerney knows all about this. They play it up big at Clemson. When everybody reports, they have a big weigh-in. So everybody gets in front of everybody, and everybody weighs in at the scales. Well, the quarterback, a lot has been talked about since a year ago when he performed at such a low level, DJ Uiagalelei. And a lot of talk during the offseason about him dropping a lot of weight. He was over 260 pounds during the season last year. And he weighed in yesterday at 234. So he's a lot more fit than he was a year ago. I'm sure he studied all those mistakes that he made a year ago. And it looks like Clemson might be in a little bit better place with their quarterback coming into this season.
Yeah, maybe a bit more nimble, be able to avoid some more pressure. Didn't do that very well against Georgia
sure
in the game, but yeah, I digress. All right, moving on. College game day's coming up, Buck. We all love it. Saturday mornings, there's nothing like it. So tell me this.
You know who Bear is?
I do. He usually has some questionable picks.
Yeah, he's into the gambling angle.
Yeah, very, very into the gambling. So with this Bear, Buck, will the Bear on game day have his dream scenario come true?
Well, let me tell everybody what the dream scenario is for Bear is that the Kentucky Wildcats will start the season 10-0 and host the Georgia Bulldogs in Lexington on November the 19th. And Bear believes that in that scenario that ESPN Game Day will be in Lexington for that showdown. Now, look, the last time Kentucky started a season 10-0 was 1950. Bear Bryant was the head coach. And they won the Natty that year. But look at the schedule. They go to Florida, second game of the year. In the swamp. It's going to be a lot of sweating going on. Levis might turn that thing over down there. Look out. Then they got game 5. They go to Ole Miss and Oxford. A lot of unknowns in that game. Ole Miss quarterback's one of them. But that looks to be a danger spot for Kentucky to me, going to Oxford. Then they go to Tennessee a little later in the season where you know they're going to have to score a lot of points to beat the Volunteers in Knoxville. So they would have to win all 3 of those games to get to Georgia 10-0.
I mean, with the way people are thinking Levis is going to be maybe a top 10 NFL draft pick.
Which is outrageous. I guess it's because I saw him play against Mississippi State last year, and he must have turned it over 15 times.
Yeah, I think it's strictly off of the measurables, height, arm strength. But as we all know, it's a lot more than that when it comes to playing quarterback.
Yeah, like decision making?
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. Finishing off the top five, last but not least, going to Alabama, Buck.
Alabama.
Yep. What are number one Alabama's top position battles going into fall camp?
Well, they don't have any, man. I mean, this is the number one team coming into the season. They are the heavy favorite. They were rebuilding a year ago. All right. That's what Coach Saban would say. They're just rebuilding for this year, where they are the heavy favorite to run roughshod through the college football season, undefeated regular season, take down Georgia or Kentucky, I guess, in the SEC title game, go to the playoffs and just dust everybody. But I do believe there are a couple of spots that maybe the Alabama folks aren't talking about. They had to replace both offensive tackles off that rebuilding season last year. So I know J.C. Latham is, he's a five-star stud. The time is now for him. Kendall Randolph is an interesting case. He had 13 starts at tight end, and they're expecting him to start at one of the offensive tackle spots this year. And they also, on the other side of the ball, they've got to replace both cornerbacks. All right, we're in a day and time where everybody's throwing it 40, 50 times a game. They got to replace both of their starting corners coming into the year. So, I don't know. Maybe Alabama's all confident with Kool-Aid McKinstry and Kyrie Jackson. Eli Ricks transferred in from LSU, and a lot of people expect him to claim one of those cornerback jobs. But as far as position battles go, there are two of them, offensive tackle and cornerback.
Well, that's your top five.
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
And that will bring us right into the Bulldog Roundtable today.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Time for the Bulldog Roundtable today on the show. And Road Dog has been working overtime, counting them down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 29 days from the Bulldogs kicking off against the Oregon Ducks. 29, so, okay, who's 20? Hey, Chris Smith, number 29 for the Bulldogs. And remember how he got last season started? The pick six against Clemson.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Pace in the backfield with Uyunglele. He's in the shotgun, two receivers to the right and two to the left for the Tigers, who are moving to our left here in Charlotte. Quick throw, picked off, intercepted, Chris Smith. He might have a shot, go to the house, 40, 30, 20, far sideline. They dive, they don't get him, touchdown, pick six, Georgia strikes first.
Yeah, that was the call last year. One of the biggest plays of the season for Georgia. Chris Smith went on to have an outstanding season. Big block for Ringo in the national title game. One of the leaders on this Georgia defense. Had a chance to catch up with Chris Smith yesterday, and here's that interview. Joining us now on 680 The Fan is Bulldog defensive back Chris Smith. And here we go, Chris. Camp getting underway. What are you expecting to see out of this team?
I'm expecting to see a lot of competition and toughness out of our team. You know, that's what we've been all about. That's what we try to preach day in and day out. There's going to be a lot of hard work put in out there today and for the days to come.
Coach Smart talked about complacency. He said he didn't expect to see any of that. You know, there's no time for that, right?
Not at all, man. And Coach Smart hates complacency, and it rubs off on us, man. I hate it also, so we don't got no time for that. We don't got no time to be complacent at all. It's all about work, man. We hungry and we hunting, you know, so that's what we all about.
Chris, you feel good about the group coming out of spring football practice?
Most definitely, man. I always feel good about our group and our team because I know the work that we put in, and I know the coaching staff that we have. And they're going to pour everything into us, and we're going to pour it all out on the field, man. We're going to give our all. So definitely feel good about the guys, young and old, man. We got what it takes.
Yeah, it looks like you guys have a good mix of that over on the defensive side. And look, that defense you were part of last season was one of the best that the Bulldog Nation has ever seen. So how do you live up to that? I mean, how do you improve on what they did as you go into this season?
Kind of just the thing that we just discussed previously, like being hungry and hunting, not being complacent. And we know what it takes. Like a lot of those guys from last year, you know, they went on to the NFL, but we still had a lot of guys on our team this year that were backups to those guys. And they know what it takes from those guys. They've been led from those guys. So, like I said, hungry and hunting, not being complacent, and knowing the work to put in. And, you know, we all know what it takes, and we just got to go out there and do it.
Chris, this is your fifth year in the program, came back for a senior year. And say a part of that is accepting some of that leadership group that you're going to be a part of here heading into this season. And I'm sure you're really excited about being a part of that group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Like I said, we got a plethora of young guys that need help throughout the courses of what we're going to go through in terms of the season, fall camp, and what we already went through spring and summer. And I've had practice getting better at leadership throughout those times. And, you know, I'm going to have more practice during the fall. And, you know, I definitely take pride in that leadership role. A lot of the younger guys look to me for guidance and leadership, and I give it to them with no hesitation because, you know, I had those guys there for me when I first got here that helped me out a lot. And I know that it's important to have somebody that's going to help show you the way. So,
Chris, yeah. I know you're living in the moment. You're looking at this year. Come on, man. Take us back to last year's season opening game against Clemson. You had the pick mm-hmm. six, one of the bigger plays made all season long. Mm-hmm. Can you just cater to us a little bit and look back and talk about that big play that you had?
You know, obviously, it was an awesome moment, you know, and one of the main things I remember from that day is earlier in the day, my brother, he plays at Kansas State. His name's TJ Smith. He had got an interception, you know, and he took it for a good return. He ain't six it like me. He ain't pick six it like me, but he took it for a good return. And, you know, I was asleep. I was watching the game. I was trying to catch some sleep for our game. And I wake up and, like, everybody, like, texts me, like, dang, your brother got an interception. Your brother got an interception. And some of my teammates know, both me and him. So some of them coming to me, like, you got to do it, too. Like, you got to do it, too. I'm like, all right, I got you. Not knowing what was going to transpire in the Clemson game. You know, my mom and dad, they flipped the coin. My dad went to my brother game. My mom came to mine. And, you know, the play happened. You know, good disguise. Caught the ball, had a good return, and, you know, the crowd just erupted. And, you know, it was a special moment for me, but especially my family, you know, like, just for them to be able to see that, me and my brother both fulfilling our dream, you know, making big plays for our team on that day. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's a day the Smith family won't ever forget. I'm sure of that. So, look, I'm not going to ask
you. The only person that was mad was my dad because he say he misses all my interceptions. So he got to see it in the national championship. I made up for him in a national championship. But he was the only person just a little bit upset. He like, oh, man, I didn't see it. But he got to see one for my brother. So that was good.
That's awesome. Maybe you can get him one this year when he's in attendance. Look, I'm not going to ask you about Oregon. You got a lot of work to do between now and then, but I will ask you about their head coach, Dan Lanning, who you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
What about Coach Lanning and this opportunity he has and the job he did when he was at Georgia?
One of the main things I admire about Coach Lanning is the way he attacks the game, man. He got so much passion for the game, and he never takes a day off. And, you know, I know he's pushing those guys up there at Oregon to be the best they can every day. And that's one of the main things I respect about Coach Lanning. Very great mind in terms of football-wise. I know he has what he takes, man. He's a great coach, man. I respect and admire him so much for that.
Well, Chris, have a great camp, man. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Dawgs.
Chris Smith, number 29, 29 days to kickoff for Georgia and Oregon right here in Atlanta. Looking forward to that game. That's going to be exciting. Coming up next, we'll chop it up and talk about Acuna, who went deep last night. More to come. Buck Belue Show here on The Fan,
680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
You got the Baloo Show here on The Fan, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. We appreciate you hanging out with us. As we woke up this morning, us Braves fans, 4.5 games back of the Mets. Anderson going today. Oh, Lord. Wake up on Saturday, 5.5 games back. That would not be good. Let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, there was a bright spot with the Braves last night, and that was Ronald Acuña Jr., who played long ball and ended a long drought, second longest of his career, 18 games without a bomb, and that would equal 75 at-bats without a home run. So that was a bright spot last night, seeing Acuña go deep. Now, yesterday, Chipper Jones was hanging out in studio here on the Baloo Show, and I asked him about Acuña.
I've had some conversations with Seitz over the last couple weeks. There's one thing I noticed on TV is the fact that he is really diving into the pitches. Like, he's almost stepping at the second base position. So that is doing to him, it's cutting his swing off. He's getting jammed on pitches basically right down the middle. If we can just get him to the point where he's stepping at the pitcher, or maybe even just a little left of the pitcher, so that when he starts his swing, his hips can open, you're going to see ball start flying out of the ballpark right now. He is really scuffling, coming off an injury like an ACL. I never had any reservations when I came back from my two ACLs hitting. I did in the field and on the bases until I got used to it. It seems to me like he's really, I wouldn't say favoring it, but maybe gotten into some bad habits because, you know, of that injury. And, man, it sure would be nice to see the old Ronald Acuña jump back in the saddle this week in Queens, because we certainly need more of a contribution from him than what he's been doing. Hey, look, we all struggle. We all go into slumps. I think this he's three and a half years into his big league career, and this is really the first time we've talked about him really struggling. So it's going to happen. It happens to everybody. He's got to work to get himself out of it.
Yeah, great having Chipper in yesterday. And we need Acuña to do what he did last night. Look at the Mets right now. Their star players are leading the way. Lindor didn't have a great night last night, but he's been red hot. And then Pete Alonso, 2-for-4 with a home run, 3 RBIs last night. Look at our top guys, Swanson, Olsen, and Riley, 0-for-11 in game one of that five-game series last night. So one of their big-name players stepped up big. He was a difference maker last night. We didn't get that. And we need Ronald Acuña Jr. to be able to do that. Starting today, starting yesterday, really, that was a bright spot, seeing him play long ball. Need more of that with the 4 games left in this series. So go get them, Braves. Hey, have you heard about our podcast? A lot of the on-air hosts are doing separate podcasts, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not. I mean, we got Dylan Short with the 643 podcast. We've got Chernoff, the Daily 10, Frozen Rope with McAlpin, Southern Beat with Dan Matthews, Michael Rothstein, the Falcons reporter, has From the Perch, and I've got Bucks Beat. New episode 66 dropped yesterday, talking Braves trade deadline and looking at the second half of the season.
And John Smoltz visits me on Bucks Beat. Want to invite you to check that out at thepodcastpark.com. And it's brought to you by our friends at Associated Credit Union. All right, we got some Inside the Hedges book. The book tour continues, and the month of August, we're going to be busy. I'm going to speak down in Eastman, Georgia tonight, and we'll be selling some books there. Looking forward to down there. Next week, I'll be in Buckhead at Irby's next Thursday, and in Macon on the 13th. That's Saturday at the Holiday Inn there. Roswell on the 20th, Augusta on the 30th. We've got some other dates we'll be filling in. We'll let you know about that next week. So another busy week on the show. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Monday.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.